And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
My name is LF Midwood, and just in case, it's, I don't know if you can see that. Wait a minute, let me see if I can get the, well, actually, let me see if I can figure out where it is. Well, it's a 20-ounce can. I don't know if my camera can just about, it's following my face. Let me put it in front of my face, 20 ounces. So, in case there were some of you out there who didn't believe that it existed, it does. Lightly carbonated. It's been an interesting week. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the great state of Texas, which I think was just starting to come into some level of recovery. And I think the temperatures are 20 degrees tonight in Texas, at least inland. So they're going to have a long... tough road to hoe, as they say. I think we have people. Yeah. We have people in outside Austin. So we've been in contact with them sporadically. And the water was off for a while. They had food. There wasn't much on the shelves, but they had stuff in the house already. And they didn't have water. The water was the pipes were frozen, and the water was off at the source, I guess. And now, let me see if I get a little bit more gain on these headphones. That's better. So the water's back on at the source, but some of the pipes burst and are still frozen, thawing. And that seems to be a widespread phenomena. So it's going to be a little while before they're up and running. They appear to be helping each other out, which is nice. I guess when catastrophe strikes anywhere, that's bound to happen. You recall 9/11. In a lot of ways, this is as catastrophic, I just made a word, as 9/11 to Texas. So, it's interesting because I know I say all the time whenever we start talking about President Trump, and voting for President Trump, I always say, well, I voted for Ted Cruz in the primaries. And I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed, to say the least, in Ted Cruz. And to insult the intelligence even more, there's if you look around on Twitter, it shouldn't be too hard to find. Just put in Ted Cruz photo op, you'll see a photos of Ted Cruz loading up a case of water into the trunk of a woman's car, and in the reflection of the car, because it's shiny, right? You can see the many photographers who apparently called to capture the photo op. It's gonna take Mr. Cruz a little time to recover from this one. I think he stepped in a Texas size cow turd. Couldn't think of the word. I'm disappointed. Needless to say, I'm extremely disappointed in Ted Cruz. It's ridiculous. I mean, quite honestly, that's ridiculous. How do you do that? How do you do that? You know. We talk about the future of the party, and the idea of if there's some by chance, if President Trump doesn't make a comeback, which I'm pretty sure he's going to, who are contenders? Cruz is he's made all the right steps generally speaking. you know? Worst thing you could say about Ted Cruz before this bad optics situation was that he's not Donald Trump. Seriously, like, if Donald Trump hadn't run, who would you have voted for? Ask yourself who you would have voted for. You certainly weren't going to vote for Hillary the first time around, right? So let's just look the first time. Let's not talk about the second time because we know what happened the second time. It's pretty much a no-brainer, right? So, and again, if someone who, I don't even know if alt-right is a thing anymore. I don't know if it's a thing. I think it just kind of whoop, like a balloon just kind of went off. Whatever the remnants of that is, whatever little balls of hate are left over from that, that's pretty much where I'm at. If someone like myself was prepared to vote for Cruz, then I have to presume there are people who are less radicalized, for lack of a better term, who are going to do the same. Is there anything for my nose here? I don't see anything for my nose. Nope, not a thing. Anyway, not like I'm doing a show or nothing. Not like I'm doing a show or anything. Red Bull's kicked in. So yeah, that's terribly disappointing. In other news, and this is just, I got other stuff, obviously, but, oh, you know what? I got a new phone. I've been a little distracted this week. I got a new phone, a Samsung A71 5G, which is as far as I'm willing to pay for a phone. That's as far as I'm willing to go. That's it. This is like the top end. You know, it's got a Snapdragon processor, which makes me really happy. 6 gig of memory, which is pretty decent, considering my last phone had 4. And the screen's a little bit bigger. I like Samsung phones. I think that's quite obvious. Now, I was hoping when I got this thing that the 5G network would have been less occupied than the 4G network. No, not the case. I still get the same crummy inner city speeds that I got on 4G with 5G. So what are you going to do? Well, but it was worth pointing up the extra money. And I think the modem, it goes, I think it's the X52 modem in here. I know people don't give a shit about this at all, but it's got the X52 as opposed to the X55, which is in the S20s, the S series of phones. And that one's got like twice the bandwidth. But this is still supposed to go pretty plenty fast, you know, when the signal's there, when the network can do it. So the phone isn't the problem. I mean, I was able to do pretty fast speeds on G4G. What I spent, I got this earlier in the week, and it took like days to set up. So I was distracted by that. My back's been really bothering me. It's back into like very delicate twinge type situation. So I'm trying not to. It's twinging all the time. The sheet of muscle is yelling at me all the time. So I'm trying not to to stress. So I was basically laying in bed, which is pretty much what I do anyway. I'm almost like a Roman emperor, only without the empire. Yeah, that's pretty much me. I'll admit it. It's true. And we finally found the large Red Bulls. We had to get them on Amazon, unfortunately, because there were no stores that had them around here. But I knew it existed. I saw it. I knew it wasn't like Bigfoot. So I got that. And, you know, it's just been like it's been a pretty crappy week. I mean, you know, you get a new phone, you think, oh, that's great. But, you know, you got to worry about your people aren't doing so well. And just the state of Texas in general, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people out there like, oh, well, that's what happens when you don't have any snow plows. So, you know, they're not built for this stuff. It's not, and this is, I'm basically paraphrasing the statement of one of my people in Texas when talking to them. And they weren't built for this. You know, stuff like this happens here. Hey, you know, Northeast, you know, we're built for, it was snowing out here yesterday. There's like 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground right now. The temperatures have been in the 30s. They've dropped down to the high 20s to mid 20s the last couple of weeks. The week before that, it was in the teens. We're built for this. This is our infrastructure. That's really the best way to put it. It's built for it. You know, a lot of these people who have, they have houses that they go to, like up in the Poconos, you know, people live in the Northeast, you go to Poconos, you got the double wide trailer up there, whatnot. That's kind of, and I'm not saying that all the houses in Texas are double wide trailers. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is what the level of toughness that they're built to. Do you understand? They're not built to withstand these constant temperatures at this. And they're psychologically, you know, it's the idea of Texas, the whole state of Texas being hit with a blizzard. I don't even know if this is once in a decade because it's snowed. I've seen snow in Dallas before, actually after. I saw a little bit when I was there, and then after I left, There was definitely, I've seen photos of snow where it was pretty deeply snowed. This isn't just about the snow, though, you know, because I think they had at least 8 inches. My people measured 8 inches. It's about the constant temperature and the effects that it has on people, for one, and again, on the infrastructure. They're just not built for this. So I'm glad that President Biden. Well, you'll probably never hear me say that again. Okay, just I had to take a moment to observe. I had to step outside myself and observe myself for a moment there. I'm still capable of doing that, thank God. I'm glad President Biden declared a state of emergency in Texas because it opens up more funding for them via FEMA. And I think the biggest thing appears to be water. You know, and I guess there's going to be a situation where a lot of that water gets turned back on and those people had a pipe burst. That water is now going to be soaking their home. There's going to be a little bit of flooding going on in homes, which probably isn't the best thing either. But, I mean, you know, we don't think twice to give aid to somewhere like Florida, you know, which consistently requires aid. And I'm not saying that that's Florida's fault. That's just where they are. You know, it's just the way it is. As far as hurricanes, you know, and I guess we get tornadoes up here in the east, but I don't think we get tornadoes like often. I don't know if they get, you know, I don't know I don't know if they're in Tornado Alley. They might be just south of Tornado Alley. I could be wrong about that. I'm not 100% sure. And when I say they, I mean Austin, because that's where, like I said, more of my people are focused around. Yeah. I mean, again, I'd rather see the money go towards them than letting another 25,000 illegals into the country, you know, which is going to wind up being some sort of mass amnesty. Again, you know, what do they call that? It's some sort of immunity. I forget what there's a word for it. I can't find it. It says mass. All you need to know is mass. The word mass applies. I forgot the word. You know, they're just gonna make everybody a citizen and be done with it. They just, that's it, done, you're over, you know, and you know where those votes are going. I need something. Hello, if the producer is out there, I need something for my nose. My nose, my schnoz is bothering me. I'm sniffling. Not good. We're heartbroken. We there's only so much you can do. Amazon wasn't really making timely deliveries. I think what's gonna happen is every Amazon delivery that's been made is going to show up like next Wednesday or Thursday, which, you know, it's going to be a long road of recovery anyway. I think my people apparently have the situation under control. I think the water's back on, and I think they're able to control the water from the front of the house to the back of the house. And I think they're going to have the water on in the back of the house because the front of the house pipes froze and burst, not just froze, but burst. So they're going to be okay, it looks like, which is good. Because there's a slew of them out there. Thank you. Christ's sakes. All right. You know, I'm going to get a real box of tissues so I don't look like a ghetto. I have a box of tissues that's going to strictly be used for my nose. Because in all honesty, you say what? Yeah, single ply, no less. Anyway, thank you. Oh, Christ's sakes. I feel fine. I'm home 10 days and I haven't burst out in any symptoms other than my back. So I think I made it in and out of New York and didn't manage to pick up any virus, which is really good, which is excellent. Unless I'm just not symptomatic. And I don't know, I should get a test pretty soon. I was actually on the phone with my, telehealth thing. And I went over some stuff with my doc and she told me that they have, would I like to be on the list for the shots when they become available to people, you know, in that 50 age bracket. And I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'll bring booze even. Hell yeah. So I'm on that list. So I'll get a call eventually when that becomes available. And, I have to take that shingles, the shot for shingles, because apparently I'm liable to get that because I'm over 50. One out of three people, 33% of the people I know. Pick three people. One of them is going to have shingles. So at some point in time. So you might as well just, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, you're shooting me up with vaccines. I'm already sick. You know, they're just expediting the situation. Who knows what's in these vaccines? I don't really. That's a whole other show, as they say, I've never really gotten into the vaccine thing too much, super much. Although I think I once or twice when I was talking about the platform that Bill Gates had helped fund at one point in time, which was a platform that they were building. I don't want to get too technical, but the platform that they were building, one or the other, I forget which one, of these COVID vaccines. So we've been bummed. It's really, really the best way to put it. And then Rush Limbaugh dies. I mean, you know, I got to honestly say, and I know even people when I was liberal back in the day, you know, you had to respect the man's showmanship. I mean, he was just really, he was born to be a broadcaster one way or another. And of course, in latter years, I've certainly moved over to finding his programming to be a lot more palatable to me. But I got to be honest, I would only catch the best ofs on the weekends. Yeah, during the week, I was just watching other stuff or listening to other stuff. I would, if I had to choose between Savage and Limbaugh, I would go for Savage every time. I would, and I don't even know if Savage has put out a statement or anything along those lines. I would be interested in hearing what it might be. I suspect it might not be the kindest thing. I'm not really sure. But yeah, it's sad that Rush Limbaugh died. And again, you know, again, a pioneer. You know, that's the word, and I'm stealing this from Jesse Waters. That's the word that's been used most in regards to this guy, and it's true. I mean, I remember back in the day being really upset by the idea of these ditto heads, where they would just call up and they would say ditto, you know. And it always struck me as why don't you just think for yourself a little bit? Are you capable of at least regurgitating in some fashion other than ditto, you know, what you just heard? You know, if you agree with the guy, that's great. You know, preaching to the choir, I get that. Believe me, I've been there, done that. But that always kind of annoyed me because it just seems so simplistic. So Limbaugh's gone. And, you know, I'm glad that he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And I hope that gold microphone goes in the Smithsonian. That would be really cool. I think it really deserves to be there. I know this might be a little bit early in talking about that. But I hope his gold-plated RE20 does go into the Smithsonian. You know, that's a great loss to conservatives in general. And again, you know, best ofs were more than enough for me to be able to get an idea of what was going on during the week. You know, I'm sad that the Clintons outlived him. I would have liked to have seen one or the other Clintons either go to jail or die. I just said that, die. And Rush would have outlived them and be able to do a little jig on their graves. But apparently it's the other way around. There has been a lot of negativity and typical. What are my levels over here? I haven't even checked. Let's check the levels on the other thing. What do you say? All right. All right, I'm in. I've been in the ballpark. I'll bring that up a little bit there. All right, that's great. The nastiness from the left, which is, again, what you would typically expect, given what low-life pieces of shit. They really are hateful. There's really no other way to describe the left. They're just a hateful bunch of people. That's the one thing that I think unifies them is their hatefulness, 100%. So they've been the typical... you know, gleeful response to Rush's passing, and you know, it, you would expect. I mean, it's just not the kind of thing that's going to endear one to even give consideration to their arguments. And there's been a lot of talk of what the actual, you know, once we get past the personal aspect and the people aspect of what's occurred in Florida, Texas and Florida. I'm so used to saying Florida. You know, and it's real interesting. They have a private grid there, or I shouldn't say private grid. They have their own power grid. It's not hooked up to any other states or any of that. You know, and I think to a certain degree, because I know that people have started to get outrageous electric bills based upon what's been going on in the last week. $9,000. I think one was as high as $17,000 because, you know, the idea of what they let the marketplace, they're competitive. They have their own grid, and they're competitive about who they allow. You know, they're very competitive about allowing different companies to provide power, generators and whatnot. So there's been a lot of talk of this wouldn't happen if so much of the grid wasn't relying on solar and windmill, you know, the wind turbines, which apparently have frozen. A lot of them, if not all of them, have frozen. So this might be a little glimpse into what the Green Deal would bring to the rest of the country. You know, you want to, that might work in places like, again, Florida and maybe the lower south, as long as there weren't any once in a century storms or blizzards of this nature. You know, when you look at the idea of not, you know, how prepared they should have been, and there's going to be a whole lot of investigations. I think to a certain degree, the idea of the private grid, and I keep using that word private, but I mean, they're on the grid themselves, and the way that they allocated companies to be competitive, which is very Texas-like in nature, might have been their downfall. There's a combination of those two things. We have yet to see entirely. But speaking of downfalls, we can segue right into to Andrew Cuomo. Wow. Yikes. I've sat here this week and I watched his press conference and I've watched a lot of the other stuff and I'm like, you know, I've literally, for lack of a better term, I'm just literally astonished. Astonished, I tell you. He just keeps doubling down and doubling down and doubling down to the point of he's done. I mean, I at the very least, he will not be seeking reelection. Best case scenario, they impeach him. They do, which they can do. And there's been talk of it. It's just the thing. This is what's so scary. It's not even the Republicans. It's not even the GOP, who he keeps blaming, by the way. It's the GOP's fault. See, I had to do this because if the GOP knew what was really going on, they'd be able to blah, 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 blah. Apparently, that's the conspiracy. I don't know what the blah, 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 blah part is. You know, fill that in. But yeah, what a piece of shit, right? What a piece of shit. It would be really good. And I hope he's brought up on criminal charges to some degree or another. I'm not even sure that's possible, but I would like to see some sort of class action lawsuit from the folks who sadly lost family members and run them into the ground. Seriously, over, finished. Remember, he was America's governor. He was the picture of how to handle COVID. He wrote a book. He got an Emmy. It just makes it so much worse. So much worse. And apparently his dipshit brother hasn't said a word about it. It's like whistling past the graveyard, figuratively and literally. So, yeah, I would love to see that motherfucker smeared on toast. It would be awesome. And I think it's going to happen. And I'm just, the only thing that I'm sad about, and I truly am sad, is the loss of people's family members that most definitely could have been avoided. It seems that's the crux of it, you know, because he keeps turning around. He's saying, well, the numbers we reported were correct. Right. And he's not lying about that. The overall number of deaths reported was correct. The when you go into sub breakdown, and this is where you start to break things down to the point of where you're starting to understand how the virus is working and what groups it's affecting mostly, which is really important, by the way. He lied about the number of deaths in nursing homes. To the point of almost not quite half, maybe a little bit more than a third, I think, somewhere in there, which is still a significant number. I think he reported 9 something, and it was actually like 15 or 16. And that gives a false sense of, you know, again, where they're trying to figure out who this is affecting. And this was, you know, this was when things were hot and heavy. This goes back to last summer, you know, last spring, when they were really trying to figure out what was going on there. I got a case of them, just so you know. Woo-hoo. Yeah. So that's, you know, it's nice to know that he's going to be held accountable. And like I said, I hope he's held accountable by the families as well, too, not just within government. And, you know, I've stranger things have happened. But like I said, I don't think this guy's going to be running again, which is really good news. I think, what was it, 3 terms? I think that's enough. You know, it's time for him to go. Just like it was time for his old man to go. It was time. You got to go. bye, see ya. So who knows what will wind up happening, you know? And what makes things really, and again, it's such a sad subject matter. I mean, I get that. My intent is not to, you know, to belittle or make fun at the expense of people's lives. That's not my intent. If that were my intent, I would clearly make that known, and that's not my intent. But you got De Blasio, you know, with the two of them, they're like, they should go, they should take it on, they should go to vaudeville, don't you think? Don't you think? They could open for the strippers. That's what they could do. Oh my God, just the two of them together is just like, oh my God. I feel bad for Texas because it had a catastrophe strike it, but I feel bad for the state of New York. You know, and New York will always be my home. You know, wherever I go, there's a good 5-6 feet of New York around me, as people have unfortunately come to find out, whether they like it or not. it makes me sad. It does. It makes me sad to see my great state, let alone my city, fall into the hands of a socialist like that, meaning de Blasio. So, you know, if with any luck, he won't be reelected either. I mean, I think New Yorkers are going to remember that the city was on fire most of the summer of 2020. And their unscheduled reparations program will come to memory, and they'll make sure that they don't make that same mistake. You would think. I mean, you know, things were pretty bad. And I don't know. This is the thing, you know. I don't know how deeply New York liberals are indoctrinated, you know, because, like, the only New York liberal that I know that I talk to and it isn't even really fair to call JL a liberal. He's something else. He's progressive. I think he's more comfortable with the term progressive. Whatever term he's more comfortable with, he's a reasonable individual. I've been able to have conversations with him of a political nature that aren't as vicious as one might think they would be, or oftentimes not at all, which is actually really nice because it's two people exchanging ideas, you know. But he's like my only, you know, everybody else I know from the old country, as they say, is a conservative, you know, or doesn't live there anymore and is a conservative. So what's that tell you? So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I did actually pull some other news. I'm just trying to think if there's anything going on in the personal life. Just home. Just like I said, the back was really, and it's enough pain to be distracting, which is why I didn't even bother to try and sit in the other chair and do any editing, or I would have done some audio editing. I got a featured artist I want to get to maybe next week. I'm hoping to, that would, you know, buy a little time. 'Cause that's all this is. You open up a microphone, right? You get all the equipment, right? You get all the stuff that I have here to do this, right? And I get the equipment and I get all set up, right? And I get there and then I open up the mic, and then the first thing I want to do is get off the mic. I want to get it over with, like it's some sort of like shot or something, some sort of injection, painful injection. You know, it's like, oh, we can't be doing this, you know. Oh, speaking of painful injections, yeah, I've decided I'm going to get my ink work done in April. I want to get it done closer to my birthday. So it'll have a little extra oomph. And I decided to go for the 3.7s. I like the idea of that. It makes me happy. And considering it's going to be there for the rest of my life, you would want it to make you happy, would you not? Yes. So because I know I had to pull out, nobody cared. No, literally nobody cared, which is fine. It's personal anyway. So fuck you all. Don't ever ask me anything. Don't ever ask for my opinion. Don't you ever do it. Oh, wait a second. Well, anyway, you know, that being said, so that's my plan with that. So what are we in? We're at the end of February, last week of February. So, yeah, I'm looking like anywhere between April 8th and 13th, April 13th to get that done. I think in that 5 days, I should be able to schedule it. So that's all that's going on in that front. That's a major decision, at least in my life. I know apparently people don't care. Because I do have some news. I am going to be reading off my phone because I didn't charge my tablet. I've gotten into the habit of not charging my tablet, and I have to start to do that a little bit more because I do like reading off the tablet or even the screen in front of me. But I haven't figured out with all my savvy, with all my computer savviness, I think I just made a word, savviness. Maybe I didn't. Anyway, I haven't really figured out how to get the pages I want to see from a device to another device. And that's because they're on another network. They're on the same network. It would be people, oh, let's move it over. No, can't move it over the network. So I might start moving it over. get a thumb drive or something. I actually have a couple floating around and maybe put them on there. And I would be able to read off the big screen, I think, which is really helpful because it's like right in front of me. You know, and I wouldn't even need to take my glasses off for it, which is really kind of nice too. So I know none of you care about this. It's all about when you get started, you know, it's that term workflow. I haven't really nailed my workflow down. I had it for a little while and things were moving pretty good. And then for whatever reason, I stopped. And I never really started up the same again. And it is a process involved with getting this out every week. And I need to get back into that process so I could, you know, again, have a little music to lean on, get a little break, have the news to be a little bit more easier for me to deliver to you. News and opinion, I might add. Don't ever, ever, ever get your news from this program. You can listen. Let me get my fingerprint on here. Yeah, I really like the phone. I really do. I'm pleased. And like I said, this is as high end as I would go. Because after this, you know, for what you get, how much more they ask, at least in the Samsung line, it's not really worth it for me. I would have liked wireless charging, but I wasn't willing to pony up another, you know, $150 to $250 for wireless charging on one of the S's. Wasn't willing to do it. And it's got a kick-ass camera, and it's got 128 gigs on it, which is, I like in-house. I like it on there because it moves faster than anything, than any little chip that I'm going to be able to put in there. And the screen's real. You can probably see the screen from here, yeah, if it's maybe not overlit. See, that's how anal I am. You see how well organized that? These things here, these are all folders. So, yeah, that should tell you where I'm at. All right, what do I got here going on as far as news? Okay, I talked about Texas. Oh, yeah, President Trump is going to be speaking at CCAP. CPAC, excuse me, CCAP. I always do that. let me see. This is out of Axios. Former President Trump will speak next week at Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida. His first public appearance since leaving office, a source with direct knowledge tells Axios. What we're hearing, Trump plans to directly attack President Biden's new immigration plan and will talk about the future of the Republican Party, a source familiar with his speech said. The former president will criticize what he'll argue is the Biden administration's disastrous amnesty. That's the word I was looking for before, amnesty. Amnesty and border policies, and vowed to remain a key leader in the conservative movement to fight against Biden. Well, that's good news. I mean, I think he's made that clear. His speech comes after Trump ripped into Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, promising to battle GOP leaders' 2022 midterm picks. Yeah, McConnell. I didn't mention boy. Well, let me stop for a moment. Let me just bask in the... Okay. Yeah, boy. The president, really, he took Mitch McConnell apart. He took him to task. He took him apart. And I think I got something on here, a piece of news that may be interesting in relation to that. But I think most of you, I know people listening to the show are savvy. That's the word of the week. Savvy. Yeah, you're probably aware of the statement that President Trump put out that basically eviscerated McConnell and really took him apart. And I guess it's obviously in direct response to McConnell's quote unquote speech/diatribe. In regards to the impeachment proceedings. So, okay, let me see. Where was I? Oh, nope, back there. Dagnabbit. Mm-hmm, there it is. See, that's what I like. It's super fast. Okay, New York Post first reported Trump's plan. So this was reported in the Post. And why it matters, Trump is emerging from weeks in exile after laying low throughout his impeachment trial and the fallout from the January 6th attack on the Capitol. He'll speak alongside several of his former cabinet members and five serious GOP allies. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's covered on C-SPAN. I think C-SPAN covers that pretty well for the most part. And I know Fox covers it to some degree, and I'm pretty sure that One America News there will cover it pretty decently. But I think it may be on C-SPAN. I think I recall it being on C-SPAN. So... that should be fun. Look for that this week. Now, in a related thingamajiggle, this is out of the GP, the Gateway Pundit. Mitch McConnell thinks you're stupid is fundraising off of Trump's name. This is by Larry Johnson, published February 20. The Republican pond scum that inhabits Washington, D.C., especially the jellyfish squirming around the U.S. Senate, genuinely believe most Americans are gullible fools and can easily be duped into giving money to the very people who betrayed Donald Trump and the 75 million plus and the 75 million plus who voted for him. That's us, you and I. Talk about chutzpah. The same crew that abandoned Donald Trump on January 6th is using his name to fundraise money. I got the following in my today's inbox. This is not from Donald Trump, and the money does not go to Donald Trump. Trump has broken his silence. We need 1,000 patriots to stand with Trump before midnight tonight. You are a proud Trump supporter. If you are a proud Trump supporter, then now is the time. And Democrats have tried to convict Trump throughout two sham impeachment trials, and now they have failed. The far left's new priority will be to erase every achievement President Trump and the Republicans achieved over the last 4 years. If you care about protecting Donald Trump's legacy, then we need you now. Thank you. And it's NRCHHQ. Pay careful, close attention to fine print that appears at the end of the message. Here we go. If you want to help Republicans take back the Senate, text WIN to 55404 to receive mobile alerts. Messages and data rates may apply. Text STOP to opt out. Paid for by the NRCS, I guess it's Republicans, National Republicans, South Carolina. I'm not 100% sure. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Contributions are not deductible from charitable contributions for federal income taxes. And this is as swampy as it gets. This entity works for Mitch McConnell, not Trump voters. It's the National Republican Senatorial Committee, is a national political committee and a subsidy of the Republican Party, which supports campaigns of Republican candidates for U.S. Senate. According to the group's website, it is the only national organization solely devoted to strengthening Republican Senate majority and electing Republicans to the United States Senate. Yeah, that is funny. Nowhere on the site can you find an official message protesting the election fraud. Nope, more business as usual. Raise more money to stuff into the pockets of the swamp-approved sycophants who despise Trump voters. Yeah, so I just thought that that was... And while we were talking... Let me get rid of this or I'm going to forget that it's there. While we were talking about McConnell. Why isn't that working? Yeah, it works. It's just, you know, these tap thingies. You got to tap this way. You got to tap that way. I'm tapping so much. All right, I talked about Cruz already, so we can get rid of that. This was breaking a little while ago. Armed Good Samaritan. See, and this is very important. They're usually, you know, the idea of having to report that a good guy with a gun made a difference to the media is abhorrent to them. That's something that they would hate to do and generally don't do, but it winds up being true. More times than they would have us believe. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. And this was around 6 o'clock tonight or 6 Eastern. Armed Good Samaritan stopped shooting spree that left 3 dead. And this is by Alan Zong, and this is the Epic Times. Several armed bystanders successfully stopped a shooting spree that left 3 dead, including the suspect, in a New Orleans suburb. The shooting happened at the Jefferson Gun Outlet in the suburb of Metairie, Louisiana. Oh, that's where I got the two chess pieces done in Metairie. Around 2:50 p.m., according to a release from the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Joseph Lapinto told reporters that a person went into the gun store and shooting range and fatally shot 2 people on Saturday. Several individuals engaged with the shooter inside the gun shop and in the parking lot outside. 3 persons died on the scene, including the shooter. 2 others were transported to a local hospital for treatment. The authorities said 2 hospitalizations are in stable condition. It's unclear if the Good Samaritans are employees of the gun shop or customers. Guns and ammunition sold in the front of the outlet that faces the main thoroughfare through Jefferson Parish. Customers who want to frequent the gun range generally go around the side entrance of the building. Staff who work there often wear a sidearm. Lapinto said that investigators are just beginning to piece together what happened. We're trying to put it all together, piece it together with what we have in this developing scene. There's probably more recent data on this, you know, more recent info. I just grabbed this when I started at 6 o'clock. None of the dead or wounded were immediately identified. Lapinto said that the investigation is ongoing, as authorities caution tape surrounded the business to keep onlookers away from the crime scene, where ambulances and numerous law enforcement vehicles had arrived earlier. A neighboring Taco Bell was evacuated. Oh, that's never a bad idea. Metairie is a major suburb of New Orleans, about 5 miles west of the city's iconic French Quarter and in neighboring Jefferson Parish. Yeah, that's where I got the two, I got the 13 in the Phoenix that I have on my right side of my chest, done in Metairie. Doc Johnson was the dude's name. Let me get rid of this. Remove. Okay. And I think I did the Texas Power thing. All right, so I'm left with a little bit. What do I got? What do I got left? I got 20 minutes. All right, I got a couple of stories. I just want to break and come up for air, drink a little Red Bull. You know how it is. Yeah. I have to see if they make an official Red Bull straw. I just put it in the can like that. Done. I still want to try it with vodka. I haven't gotten around to doing that. I was going to do that when I was over at Pinball Wizards, but we never got around to it because I only had one can left. I was down to one can. And I certainly couldn't do that with one can. I forgot what I was going to say. I totally forgot what I was going to say, which is why I shouldn't distract myself. But, yeah, I think, and now I kind of remember, I think there's going to be some Second Amendment, Second Amendment challenges, for lack of a better term, coming out of this administration. We haven't even really begun, pardon the pun, to see the damage that this administration is going to try to. You know, you say to yourself, how much damage could they do? Even if they undo the vast majority of Trump's legacy, and you find the country back where it started from, meaning when Obama left office, how long is it going to take them to undo that legacy? You know, and are they going to try? I think they're still trying with this $1.9 trillion. I think there was a package introduced in the House, legislation, a bill, if you will, that closely resembles President. I'm just going to say Biden. I say president, it makes me a little nauseous. That Biden, Grandpa Joe, yeah, maybe I'll stick with that. That Grandpa Joe put out there, and I think they both still include the $15 minimum wage. And you say to yourself, how is that a good idea? And you would think it's not, for the most part, and I generally agree that it isn't. But yet somehow, like the largest, some of the largest employers. Walmart, and I think one of the other big ones that I can't recall, is started to move to $15. Excuse me, this is a Red Bull minimum wage for their employees. Giants like that could probably afford to do it, but what's generally going to wind up happening is I think that they're just going to let people go. Oftentimes, they keep people under 40 hours so they don't have to give them health benefits. So, if the business world, and I'm not singling anybody out for this, but if the business world in general is willing to do that, then I'm certainly sure that they're willing to figure out a way to get around keeping their costs low and not having to deal with a $15 minimum wage. They'll just, what will they do? They'll cut their staffing by half. There'll be kiosks, And this was a story going back a long, long time ago. The stuff that they find on these kiosks in like McDonald's and places like that from people with their grubby little fingers pushing these things, and who knows where their fingers have been. It's disgusting. I wouldn't touch one of those with a 10-foot pole. No, I wouldn't. Or at least wear a pair of gloves. And I guess it depends on what your state you're in, whether you can eat in McDonald's or not. I don't know if we can eat in McDonald's here. I'm not 100% sure. No, I don't think so. I think it's still a drive-thru. But then again, the only ones I've been in are in Massachusetts, so I'm not really 100% sure of that. So, yeah, they'll find, they'll get around it. They'll get around it. It's not going to be as helpful as people think it is. It's not going to be as helpful as the proponents of it think it's going to be. And I'm not even sure that Grandpa Joe. It's really going to get through. And I think he knows it. I think he's aware of it. I think that's going to be one piece that they're going to have to, you know. And I think there's this other piece of pork that I read about in that bill about building, and this one's really good, building a subway line, right, in Silicon Valley. You would think, right, that Silicon Valley would be one of the last places that needed American tax dollars to build a subway. I would suspect that if they passed the hat around up there or down there, over there, that they could build a gold-plated subway without $1 of American tax dollars. So, and I'm sure there's other pork in there. You know, there's still this big question of how much money is going to the states and the cities, and how much that money is actually going to deal with bailing out said cities from the malfeasance that has been the Democratic leadership for the last X number of decades. So they still have to duke that out. Meanwhile, people are still waiting. I mean, listen, I don't know how big of a proponent I would be of direct payments to Americans, but when I look at the effects of what COVID has done post-shutdown, okay, because places still are kind of shut down-ish. I mean, it varies across the map. But remember when everything was shut down? Remember when they did that for a while where everything was shut down? There are people and places and businesses and individuals that have still never caught up with that. I mean, there are some, you know, not for nothing. The term Black Friday, right? When you use the term Black Friday, the idea of Black Friday is the idea of from, and they never know exactly when the busiest day of the year is, but it's usually sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you would presume, right, as far as shopping goes. They call it Black Friday because a lot of businesses literally depend on that time to break even and or make a profit, go from the red to the black. That's why that's always been called Black Friday. Now, the idea of, you shut the airlines down for a day, they're bankrupt. They're done. They're finished. That's the margin they're operating with. So when you throw in the restaurant industry and you throw in manufacturing and you throw in all these other jobs that, you know, one way or another we depend on that we may not realize, the guy who cuts the meat in the Purdue factory, you know what I mean, that guy, they were closed. Everything was closed. And people are still playing catch up, literally. You know, I wonder what the situation would be if it weren't for the moratorium on mortgages being called and evictions, because I believe that's one thing that's pretty been consistently renewed. And I believe that they may be masking how bad things are out there. Things are pretty shitty right now, and the reason they're shitty is because Donald Trump listened to fucking Fauci and shut the fucking government down. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He was able, you know, and again, it's one of the things that and his adoration for Israel you know, I'm like, those are the two things that I can really complain about the most with President Trump, quite honestly. I mean, you know, but you can only go with the information you have, right? You know, I would expect him to have a little bit more of a business acuity, which he does. But I guess the health risk as portrayed to him was a big deal. So he erred on the side of caution. And I guess I can respect that to a degree, but we've never caught up. You know, and then so they sent out $1,200 checks. Gee, that's great. You know, I think a lot of the money that we didn't get to see, and that program that enabled businesses to keep their payrolls moving and not have to let people go, that's a big one. We didn't see that. I didn't see that. I probably know people who have benefited from that if I stop and were to actually make inquiries, go to the street and make inquiries. But, you know, that's, again, one of those things. If it weren't for that program and it weren't for the moratorium on evictions and mortgage and foreclosures, it would look really, really, really bad. I think the unemployment numbers just came out again, and they're up, as would be expected. So, you know, the idea of sending, and this was McConnell and his people, thank you, because we know the president wanted to send more money. He made it clear. Thank you for the $600, you fucktard. Seriously. You know, there are people not, now I can't complain about my situation for the most part, you know, so there's no righteous indignation on my part, but, you know, $600 was an insult to someone who's barely keeping themselves above water. You know, ridiculous. And that's what, I guess, the what they're talking about now is $1,400 direct payment. And that's enough to make a bit of a difference to help people catch up on stuff. But, you know, we need to get this economy started again to one degree or another. And not for nothing, I think over 100,000 people have died of COVID on Grandpa Joe's watch. How'd that happen, Joe? What's going on? I thought that you had a plan. I thought you were going to solve it. I thought you had the Grandpa Joe super plan. What's going on? We should keep count. We'll keep count. How many people, unfortunately, have died on Grandpa Joe's watch? Because he seemed to indicate that President Trump was doing such a horrible job and he could do so much better. Fear-mongering bastard that he is. Or at least his handlers. I don't believe, not for nothing, I could literally, you have to sniff some of the fingers of some of that cabinet members. And I'm sure you'll find Joe's butthole smell on there. Because they really, there's just a lack of, he seems like a Muppet. He seems like a Muppet to me. You know what I'm saying? When you have that Muppet, you know what a Muppet is, right? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, Muppet. Don't want you to make sure to confuse it with some sort of new term that popped up, and now you'll be on the Urban Dictionary looking for the word Muppet. Hey, I wonder what it says about the word Muppet in the Urban Dictionary. But anyway. We're not in good shape, and I don't think all the campaign promises, the schools thing. Yeah, we're gonna have schools open one day a week. What, just got those schools open again, Joe? One day a week. All right. That's more disruptive than not. You know, kids, they see each other once a week. They get them to settle down. They're going to be playing Pokemon or whatever the hell it is the kids do these days, you know? They're big on Twitch, you know? That reminds me, this is Twitch. Twitch is big with the youngsters. I got a Twitch story, which I thought was actually kind of funny and sad at the same time. Here it is. This is Eurogamer, out of Eurogamer. Twitch replaces Metallica rocking out at BlitzCon line with generic music to avoid DMC takedown. For whom the bell tolls. This is Wesley Lynn Poole. Twitch replaced Metallica at the end of BlitzCon's line's opening ceremony with generic royalty-free music to avoid a DCM takedown with hilarious results. Soon after James Hatfield and co-starring rocking out, soon after James Hatfield and co-started rocking out, the lever pulls at Twitch replaces the band's music with plinky tune in an apparent bid to avoid potential takedowns. This occurred on Twitch's gaming channel, but it did not occur on other Twitch channels such as Blizzard's own, and it did not occur on the live stream on Blitz's YouTube channels I was watching at this time. It seems Twitch did not obtain the music performance rights Blizzard's obtained for its channels, and so it felt it prudent to replace Metallica on its official gaming channel, which it bubbled up to Twitch's front page. Okay, skip the 1 hour and 11 minutes mark on the video, and you can see translation as you'd expect it. Chat is on point. That's amazing. I don't, you know, it appears Twitch has pulled the BlizzCon's VOD from its own Twitch and gaming channel. The video below, and this is, you can't appreciate this. So, DMC copyright acts over the music on Twitches have been the source of frustration for streamers after a wave of bans issued in 2020. In May 2020, representatives of major record labels started sending thousands of DMCA notifications, each week to Twitch that targeted creators' archives, mostly for snippets of tracks and years-old clips. Jesus Christ. In November 2020, Twitch warned streamers not to play recorded music on their streams and suggested they review their historical VODs and clips to delete any archives that had music in them. Would Metallica's own record label have issued a DCM takedown over the band's live and officially sanctioned performance on stream? It seems a silly question to ask, but from the looks of things, Twitch did not want to take the risk of finding out. Metallica's involvement in this is also interesting because of the band's history with DMCA. In the early aughts, Metallica sued Napster for copyright infringement, paving the way for DMCA as we know it today. So that's interesting. I thought I mentioned Twitch. Did I mention Twitch? I think that's why I started to think about that. But anyway, you just can't make this stuff up. it's unable to be made up. I wish I could just sit here every week and make stuff up. That'd be awesome. Maybe I'll start doing that. Maybe I'll just have my, like, the world according to Midwood, just have my own, literally create my own reality, more so than I already have. Because I know I live in a bubble. I'm perfectly aware that I live in a bubble. And every now and then I try to stick my head out and get a little alternative. See, that's what the acid was good for in the old days. You know, the acid, you drop a tab of acid, a tab or 10 maybe. And, you know, you start to see things a little differently. You know, you get a little different perspective. It'll be like, oh, look at that. Hokey smokes. I had no idea. So, yeah, I would do acid if I had a chance to do it again. Yeah, I would. I don't know how it would interact with my current drugs. But I'd be willing to find out. And I still have shrooms on my list, and I still have to go over to Massachusetts and get some legal weed before I leave and smoke some legal weed on air, because I've never bought legal weed in the United States of America before, and I would like to do it. I wish I could have done it in Rhode Island, but Massachusetts will do. And I got tons of glass pipes. I got tons of accoutrement and paraphernalia. Maybe I should start selling some of my stuff off. It's crazy how much stuff I bought back in the day, and just stashed in a box. Waiting to go. Yes, waiting to go. I would do that. For sure, you know I would. I would have to make sure everything was pre-recorded, you know, all the music and all the stuff, and I would maybe even have to have the producer actually ride the board, to take care of the board for me. And I'd just go like that or something. I could give some sort of control room? Control room? Speaking of control room, you know, it looks like Greg Gutfeld's show is going to 5 days a week on Fox. I think it's going to be on 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. I'm not 100% sure. Five days a week. Highly recommended. Highly recommended. Even if you don't watch Fox for anything, you should watch Fox. I think Carlson is definitely worth it. I think Hannity. Yes, I did include Hannity. Hannity is worth it. And I think Greg Gutfeld's show is worth it. The rest of it, meh. Meh, like that. So set up your DVRs or whatever it is you use to watch television with. I know so a lot of you out there are just too intellectually inclined to read books, and you don't watch television. Don't watch movies. You've been deprived. You might as well live in like a Chinese freaking prison camp. You have to make room for stuff. Put the book down. Walk away. Put the book. It's still going to be there. You got the bookmark. You know, you got the cat-shaped bookmark. Put the freaking bookmark in the book and walk around, smell the roses, watch a little television. It's not going to kill you. Believe me. I've done it. Look at me. I'm all right, mostly. Seriously. I'm still one-third as smart as I used to be, which is still very, very, very smart, I would like to add. But still, yeah, man, people are just so serious. Just, you know, lighten up. You're not going to get to read something. Oh, no, I already said that. Wait, don't read something. You have to, like, you plan your day out. You have to, like, do a little reading and maybe one night a week for television. Assign one night. And start with documentaries. You know, documentaries are like the gateway to, like, reality television, by the way. Start with documentaries. You know, nothing wrong with that. Say, documentaries, they're good. There's things. I mean, smart, educational. Educational. You know, and then maybe a sitcom or two. There's good stuff out there. Excellent stuff out there. I don't think I mentioned this, but I'll mention it now that we did it. You know, we were running out of stuff to watch here, the binge watch, because we like to binge watch. We like to be able to watch some for like 5, 6, 7 seasons worth, you know, and we stick with it till it's gone, you know. So we've been in contact with our Texas people, and they were like, you have to watch Gilmore Girls. And I was like, you know, I was kind of, you know, and the producer, she didn't really react one way or another. She was like, So I looked into it, right? And I did a little reading on the tone. I'm like, So we started watching. Let me tell you something. I understand that that's a chick show. All right? If there ever was a chick show, that's a chick show. But I got to be 100% honest with you. It's some of the best writing that I've seen on television, or that I think, because I didn't watch it when it was first run, of course, that it was some of the best television around. I mean, seriously, really witty, really good stuff. Really, really, really good stuff. I suggest you drink a lot of coffee. That would be my one suggestion to you. But yeah, it's watchable. I would definitely 100% say it's watchable. I'm saying, yeah, you want to talk about stuff that's watchable, I'm going to get out of here in a minute. But I'm over there. I told you I was over at dinner last Monday night before I left over there. And over there in New Jersey with Pinball Wizard and his kid. And they're talking to each other, and so, all of a sudden Hamilton comes up. And I'm like, you know, you know what I mean? I don't want to hear the Schwartz's rapping. I don't even. And Pinball Wizard looks at me and he goes, "No, it's really good." And I was like, okay. So I have to find, I guess there's a version of it, on a video version of it or a movie or whatever they did version of it. I'll have to steal that from the internet because I ain't paying them a nickel for it. And I'll get back to you as to whether it was really good or not. But it has the Pinball Wizard seal of approval, so it's gotta be all right, I guess. I mean, what can happen? It's an hour and a half, 2 hours, right? I mean, you know, believe me, I've wasted more time in my life that I'll never get back than that. So, so that being said, I think it's midnight. No, it's what is it? Well, it's 1 a.m. See, most of you know I record this live at midnight, right? Recorded. I should put that in the beginning. Recorded live at midnight, so people know midnight on Saturday. I think most of you have figured that out. Those of you who listen in time sharing on time shifting probably don't notice one way or another. But that's when the show is recorded. So when it hits 1 o'clock here, I'm really starting to think about leaving. I'm thinking about getting off, taking my headphones off, and just relax. And I still have half a can of Red Bull. I only drank 10 ounces. Wow, it's fucking loud out there. You know, that's one of the reasons why I like winter here. It's because these sub-Saharan types, they're all in their apartments huddled around their ovens. They're not, you know. But sometimes it gets really loud out here. I'm really close to that, like one of the houses next door. I'm like, I could spit on it from here. And I don't spit that far. But every now and then, I guess on the porch or whatever, yeah. They don't have to. The booze stays cold. They don't have to go inside to the refrigerator and pull it out. Anyway, that being said, I don't even know why I said that. That being said, thank you for imbibing. I'm going to do my plugs now, and then I'm going to play my clothes, and then I'm leaving. So yeah, head over to lfmidwood.com. You'll if you're hearing this show, you already know that, which I think is hilarious. But you never know. lfmidwood.com. It's not so much where to go as I like to plug the stuff on my page. You obviously know where to go. You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't know where to go. Oh, with my luck, somebody's pirating the program and playing it somewhere else, which would really be kind of funny, I guess. It would be ironic. I mean, what could I say? Anyway, head over to lfmidwood.com, home of the Midwood Files. You'll see 11LRNI up there on top. That's a link to John Lightning's page. That'll take you over to John Lightning's archives, Big Steve Cole in memoriam. And Dave the Boogeyman Archives, as well as my archives. Right? Head all the way over to the right, you'll find Grits Radio. That's my good friend Brad Reed. Is it to the right? Yeah, it is to the right. Thanks for running the show, Brad. We appreciate it more than you'll ever know. And also, you got my social media, Take the Red Pill, my favorites. That changes every so often. Oh, look at that. I got breakup on my black screen, on my green screen right there. Yeah, you know, it's the way that it bunges up sometimes. We need a wider green screen. That's all it is. I mean, it's like another 5-6 inches. That's what she said. And it would be, you wouldn't see any of this because we wouldn't be kind of stretching it. Plus, we need to be farther away from it because this is wrinkles that on the floor. Technically, where my hand is my floor. It's not even the screen. This is the screen and this is the floor. It kind of merges this way, and there's little wrinkles. So you need to. It needs to be longer, and then it needs to be pulled out flat. And we've done it. Something happened. I think we changed the camera. That's what we did when we got the SLR. We changed the wideness of the frame. So now the frame is wider, but now the friggin' thing, the green screen needs to be wider. Okay. That's a bunch of technical stuff you really didn't care about. But no, I like to acknowledge. You know, I can see it. I didn't see it before. Which is really interesting. When I started, it wasn't there. But it is now. So anyway, I'm going to get out of here. Speaking of is now, it is now time to go. Let me say thank you for everyone. Thank you. And let me see. I can play this. I got a train. See, I could do this. I'm going to play my clothes, and I'll see you all next week. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.